In case you were wondering what Avraham Avinu did during most of his life, so the Torah is very clear. Vayikra b'shem Hashem. It says it more than once in Parshas Lech Lecha. It says it again in Parshas Vayera. He was carried b'shem Hashem. In case you're not sure what that means, you can look at the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, and the Rambam gives you a fascinating historical background to how Avodah Zarah started and how Avraham Avinu combated the Avodah Zarah in the world. And the Rambam makes reference to the Pesukim in Parshas Lech Lecha. Avraham Avinu was carried b'shem Hashem. Namely, he ran around the entire world talking to anybody who was willing to listen and those who weren't necessarily willing to listen and telling them the truth of monotheism. That was the Kari B'Shem Hashem. He was teaching the world about Hashem Echad Shema Echad. That was Avraham Avinu's greatest contribution to the world. Adayin Mazer, he brought monotheism to the masses. Kari B'Shem Hashem. We usually associate the personality of Avraham Avinu with something else. We see little bits of it in Parshas Lech Lecha, but we don't really get the entire picture until next week's Parsha, the Parshas Vayera. Avraham Avinu is the Isha Chesed, Isha Shalom, Isha Ahava. He's the one who's Machnas Archim in the heat of the day in the desert. He's the one who goes up to bat for the Rishayim Ran Shestayim. He's the one in this week's Parsha is loyal to his nephew and goes out to battle in order to save the innocent Lot. He's the one who lives a life of mishpat and cannot tolerate Eshek and Gezel and tells it to Avimelech straight to his face. He's the one who the Torah testifies B'shem Rudech Hashem Lasa Tzedakah Mishpat. So Mavinu is wearing two hats. He's wearing the hat of Vayikra Shem B'Shem Hashem, and he's wearing the hat of the great moral, ethical, righteous teacher of kindness and charity in the world. And the truth is that the second hat that he wears is also part of Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. As the Torah itself says in Parshas Kisisa, by Yehid Gimel Midos, Vayikra B'Shem Hashem, Vayav Hashem, upon the Vayikra Hashem B'Shem Karach Mechan and Erech Epayim Mechesed Yemes. That's also Kari B'Shem Hashem. When Avraham Avinu ran around the world telling people that Hashem Echad Shema Echad, he didn't only tell them that there's one Hashem Yisbarach in the world. He explained to them what HaKadosh Baruch was all about. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is the Bari Olam, as the Rambam describes. Avraham Avinu was teaching them this Bari Olam. Licked in that statement is that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is the greatest Gevul Chesed. Bias Olam is the greatest possible Chesed you could possibly bestow upon a person. You created him, created a world for him. Mechadish Ketuv B'Chayim Tov Asim Reish Kodesh Baruch is the content Gevul Chesed. He's the Mevaki Chayim, he's the Menachem Aveilim. When you crave Hashem Hashem, you have to teach the world about monotheism, Hashem HaKadosh Mayachod, and you have to teach them about HaKadosh Baruch is the Gevul Chesed. And the corollary of that is, I have to be one as well. If it's good enough for the Rebbeinu Shlomo, that should be good enough for me as well. Mahu chalan afatar chalan, mahu rachat arachat, v'alachta b'dirachav, is part of the message of Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. It's these two messages that make up our entire Vedis Hashem v'olam. Our entire Vedis Hashem is made up of what we sometimes almost categorize as two different parts of Torah, the Benam L'Mokh, Benam L'Chaveroi. Obviously, these are not two different parts of Torah. They're intertwined, they're interwoven, because they're all part of being Kari B'Shem Hashem. Our Avedis Hashem B'Olam and our imitating HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midas HaChesed and Mishpat and Tzedakah V'Rachamim is all Hainu Hach. It's all the same part of Yikra B'Shem Hashem. Not only are the worlds of Avedis Hashem in terms of mitzvahs, Ram Lamakum, Ram Chaveru intertwined. You can't learn a sugya of Bittul Chometz. If I ask you, is Bittul Chometz Ram Chaveru? Come on, is that the Ram Chaveru? You mean the Ribbono Shel Olam. You can't learn Bittul Chometz without knowing what Hefker is, what Yush is, what Shem Saveda. They're not two parts of Torah. It's Teshem to me, but it's all one unit. Just as it's one unit in the Beis Medrash, it's one unit in our personalities as well. It's a stira geluya to be Kari B'Shem Hashem. For a person to be a great Kari B'Shem Hashem and not to care about others, not to be a Ayev Tzedakah or Mishpat, not to be a Gevul Chesed, a Rachamim, And for a person to simply say, I'm going to be an ethical, kind, moral individual, but leave your Rosh Hashanah out of the picture, has shown time and time again to be a miserable failure. There were great systems in the world that were predicated upon what would be the ultimate mishpat tzedakah, the ultimate chesed, the ultimate love. Except they took Hashem out of the picture. It's called communism. We know what happens when systems of grandiose benam the chaveiro are set into place, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is not part of that picture. They become the antithesis of what the world of Hashem Baruch Hu wanted. So, by saying we as a Bnei Avraham Avinu, we are the recipients of the dual legacy of Avraham Avinu. This is what speaks to us every day of our lives. We are required to be the Keri Hashem, B'Shem Hashem, Keri B'Shem Hashem, in our Vedas Hashem, in our Limud HaTorah, in our Namakom, in our Tfilos, in our Mitzvos Ram Namakom. And we are the Keri B'Shem Hashem, becoming Rachmanim, Hashanim, Devi Chasodim, following the footsteps of Avinu's love. It's only through the perfect combination of the two that we are truly the Bnei Avraham, acting as the Bnei Avraham, to live up to that standard, that model, to be the Keri B'Shem Hashem. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos, Sunday, we'll continue with the Rabbanim.